You are here today because you are ready to awaken and reunite more fully to the truth of who you are. You have been through a massive healing and clearing process, perhaps traumatic, and turned your world upside down. Maybe over the past few months or even years, you have been changing. If so, Carly has swept her energy through your life, who you met in part one of this Goddess series. So in this moment, you are not sure of your direction. You have left your world behind. Pillars of security you once enforced so strongly with your heart and mind have crumbled and dissipated. It's left you with a feeling that your deepest fears are about to arise. It intoxicates you so fully, your logical mind passes out. And here is the blessing. You have returned into your deepest unconsciousness. To assist and guide you through this awakening, the Queen of Witches, Magic and Underworld appears. Ekati has arrived. The wise old crone brings herbal medicines brewed in her cauldron, are ready to alchemize and heal your soul from your deepest, darkest, suppressed fears and wounds. She works under the cover of darkness, around the new moon, just as those parts of you that were banished and silenced, forbidden and shamed in your past lives, were thrown back into the darkness, never to be seen in the light of day. Ekati holds the key to unlock your powers as a priestess and sorceress, and will help reveal all that has held you in silence for centuries. Her energies terrified the collective masculine human consciousness, and dark feminine power was banned. For those only working in shadow and light cannot tolerate the unknown of the dark, which is where the true feminine essence is held. It is time to return as a majestic soul, to claim your throne as a priestess, alchemist, and genius. However, before all is revealed on what your new life will look like, accept it is for the highest good of your soul to spend time in the liminal, the in-between stages of important change, to gather your powers once more before moving in fully to stand in your true power in this reality. So let's tune in to our heart and soul. Take a deep breath into your heart space and let go of everything it's taken to get here. And your mind questioning what you have heard, let it go. Return to your unconscious. Take a nice deep breath into your heart again and see that energy rise up through your throat, up through your head, out through your crown, going up above you and connecting into the great central sun, which only stands and shines before the darkness, tapping in to that light and dark, and bringing that energy back down with your breath, in through your crown chakra, through your head, through your throat, down through your heart, down through your torso, abdomen, down through your root and deep into the earth below. Connecting once again at the core crystal at the center of the earth. For this is where the blueprint is held. How life is intended for us to live with all our majesty. And bring that energy back up from the deepest heart of the earth. Back up through your feet and legs, up through your root. Through your sacral abdomen. Bring it up, connecting into your heart space, and see that energy radiate out from your heart space 360 degrees. Feeling a beautiful oval shape around you. Feeling that energy swirl and connect as you come home to your soul space, the space of your truth, and the truth of all that is. And in this moment, as we connect into the stillness, we call in Ekate. Ekate, dear wise one, help heal those soul wounds and vows I made, preventing me from fully expressing my authenticity and my majesty in this lifetime. With these words, set the intention of allowing her in today to help heal as we go through the aspects of release. Bring your attention to your throat chakra. Observe if you feel tightness, soreness in your throat area. Have you had problems with your throat before? Do you find it rasps? Do you have coughs? Do you get sore throats? Issues with tonsillitis, laryngitis. We simply find it hard to speak for any length of time. It is difficult for you to be heard sometimes. All of those are traits and past memories of blocking you from fully speaking your truth and in your authenticity. I want you to imagine that there's this big metal brace around your neck, with this big old rusty padlock on the front. And this represents the lifetime after lifetime of being persecuted, even executed at your throat for being who you are as a divine feminine being. And see this metal brace have shackles down to the floor, down into the earth, where you have been shackled to this earth, which represents your soul contracts, your vows that you made, that you will never come back. It is not safe for you to express who you truly are in any lifetime again. And as we ask Saint Germain to come in with his violet transmuting flame, see that rusty padlock literally just burn away, dissolve and transmute back into the nothingness on the front of your neck. And see each side of that metal brace being released into the nape of your neck, round the other side. Just seeing it burn away, shatter, dissolve and transmute back into the nothingness. And where that metal brace has left the imprints, the scars, the emotional, physical, energy imprints across lifetimes around your throat, we ask in this moment that any vow, soul contract that you have, any belief known or hidden, any subconscious belief, any past life contract that you have around speaking your truth, about knowing it is safe to authentically express your gifts and abilities in this lifetime, we ask now to be dissolved, deleted, destroyed, decreated across all time, space, dimensions and realities, and shown the divine path for healing. Allowing that freedom in and around your neck space so you can feel the energy coming down through your head and freely flowing once again through your throat chakra, releasing any memory at your cellular level in your throat, allowing the light to come in to heal that back into your power center of your expression of truth, and allow that energy to circulate in and around your throat in this moment. So now we have opened up the throat chakra and helped to heal and clear those energetic elements that have plagued you for lifetimes in the physical and the emotional aspects of who you be. We now ask Ekate to help us accept ourselves as we grow older with grace. We know we can call on Ekate as we move into the second half of our life, as our life goal changes, from where we were in our 20s and 30s and even the 40s. Let's call in her energy to support that transition phase, that alignment phase of middle age. We ask that in this moment that any belief, known or hidden, around aging, that it is not acceptable by current cultural standards, that everything is about anti-aging, for you to be open to really question what this means for you, to bring up the non-acceptance of who you are in this body, in this lifetime, to accept and love your body exactly as it is, as it grows old gracefully, as you wear your wisdom on your face, as your skin starts to show the elements of your life. Accept it all. Let's honour the triple goddess that you are, the maiden, the mother, and the crone, and that each stage of life is necessary, vital, and can be fully accepted for who you are as you move from one phase to the next. So, Ekati, today we ask for your assistance for past life healing. For we understand the persecution in many lifetimes of the crimes that I simply did not commit and was not responsible for, that I am ready to be free of these burdens. To understand the underlying cause of the persecution of women and demonization as witches is all to do with the inherent spiritual connection to the divine feminine. So let's go deeper and go back to your soul. I'd like for you to consider and ask your soul, can your soul understand the persecution and execution will not happen in this lifetime as it has before? Can you observe what rises in your body, the rage and fear, as we ask for past lifetime memories to be ignited in your cells, and allow yourself to feel what rises up in this moment? For all those times you were persecuted, were you made wrong for your truths, for your healing abilities, for your psychic powers, for your gift? It is time to face these fears and feelings from within your body, the deeply suppressed wounds shackling you to past lives. Allow them all to come to the surface. Ask your heart to open and reveal all the feelings and fears about claiming your authority and power in this world. Go deeper and bring forth your oldest pains, memories, and scars. The vows you made, the contracts you signed. And as you bring them up, ready to be dispersed, alchemizing those elements that are no longer your truth, no longer the truth in this lifetime, that in this moment you ask that any belief, known or hidden, any subconscious belief, any past life contract, and any soul vows you have, where it is not safe for you to bring forward your truth, where you will be betrayed, put down, shamed for speaking authentically. Anything that is held in your cellular level memory bodies, in your etheric bodies, to dare we are to be dissolved, deleted, unstored, decreated across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, and alchemize back to the Akashic records, dissolving those completely so they need not continue in this lifetime and beyond. It is time to release the egoic traits that have you believing you are not worthy of bringing forward your soul purpose. Where are you stuck on the how you would bring it forward? That you have nothing to offer, or that you're simply too busy? The truth of any of these excuses you operate is a reflection of your state of victimhood. Blaming others and your circumstances for not allowing you to bring forward your true calling. So in this moment we ask that any belief, known or hidden, any subconscious belief, any past life programming, and any soul contract you have running where you feel you are beholden to others in terms of responsibility and service, and it is for these reasons that you do not feel free enough to bring forward your true gifts, we ask all of those stories, those illusions, to be dissolved, deleted, unstored, decreated across all time, space, dimensions, and realities, and shown the divine white path for healing. As we return your shadow elements back into your power, so you get to choose. Make the choice that now is the time to be seen, heard, and understood in your unique way with your gifts and abilities. So as we allow that energy to percolate, I also invite you to consider if it is time for you to let go of what other people think of you if you were to follow your heart. Can you admit to yourself what you're most afraid of is exactly how powerful you are? What would happen if you stood up for what you absolutely believe in your heart? Spoke authentically and shared your wisdom and gifts to make a difference in this world? Are you ready to claim your own freedom as your birthright? In this moment, I ask you to picture a vent on the front of your chest above your lungs, like a petrol cap, and you release that cap off your lungs, top of your lungs. And again, I invite in Saint Germain and his violet transmuting flame to clear out from your lungs all the debris of grief, shame, guilt that you have been carrying for lifetimes, for eons, around being feminine, bringing forward your feminine energy, and being persecuted for bringing in the darkness, which is where your true power lies. Releasing all those energies from your chest area, breathing deeply and releasing it. See, like a black smog, like a quagmire, releasing out the front of your chest. Releasing all the centuries-old trauma, devastation, persecution, where you held at a cellular-level memory, where you lost your life, and where you saw your family lose their lives, all for the sake of the name of feminine energy and your powers and your gifts. Release all of that out of your chest area right now, clearing it out, circulating that violet transmuting flame all through your lung space, so that you may be finally free of carrying the burden and the responsibility and the contracts that you have held in place and carried forward to this lifetime. and release them and return them to the All That Is. So as the black plumes of smoke dissipate and transmute, keep breathing through until you see a clear white light radiating from your lungs. You've cleared out all of the shadow aspects, back into the light of your power. And breathe that light in through your heart and out around you, filling your soul space. Except you have reclaimed your power in the light grid in this moment, and release those contracts keeping you bound and shackled to your past life victimhood. So now it is time to invite back in the hidden gifts and abilities that you have suppressed for centuries. The energies of those lifetimes where you were a healer or sage, a priestess or medicine woman, or any of the roles you played in the capacity of delivering feminine spiritual energy and wisdom. See the white light of the full moon cleansing and clearing your heart, liberating it, and see it as a reflection of the light. Now, imagine the moon in rotation to the sun as it loses its light, round into the balsamic moon, the darkness before the new moon, and your heart feels as black as the dead of night when she is the darkest. In this moment, release all fears around being in the dark, for you are held in the vastness of your heart by the universe itself. Imagine that your heart is a portal, a gateway to returning to divine feminine energy, where your true power lies. And as you surrender into this darkness, observe a breath, hear a whisper of Ekate deep in your dark heart of gold. She is ready to call forward these gifts and abilities that have laid dormant for centuries, where your soul has been too afraid to bring them forward into the light. Now, as we connect back into the dark, you have all the power of the divine feminine running through you, and your awakening is reigniting your inner genius. So as Ekate whispers to you, let these words wash over you and feel the energy, the power, and the magic. As she calls forward, priestess, sorceress, alchemist, healer, astrologer, visionary, witch, wise woman, prophetess, counselor. And as you hear her whisper those words, allow them to activate your divine feminine energy and purpose, your innate gifts that have laid dormant for so long. And as you allow the energy of these words and the potency of them to circulate in and around your heart, see it swirl up in a vortex of energy up to your throat chakra, and allow that feminine energy to percolate and fill your whole neck area with a new vibration, igniting again the courage and confidence to freely express your authenticity, your truth, your wisdom, creativity, and your gifts freely in the world. Breathe that through your entire body and into your soul space, filling with an unwavering confidence and self-belief in your abilities, and excitement of the magic that could unfold for you if you ignite your magical skills in this lifetime. And as you fill your soul space with this beautiful energy, see a golden light come in about 6 foot above your head and form a golden eggshell around your field. Now see your entire soul space fill with complete darkness. Let go of any mind, thoughts, and surrender into pure divine feminine energy, the true source of your power that was suppressed and demonized all those centuries ago. Picture your dark heart of gold, the portal and opening to this realm of energy. Know this is the key to tapping into your divine birthright as the feminine priestess. And feel it radiate every cell of your body as you start bringing in the possibilities of leaving the light grid and returning to the darkness. Picture a crow circling above you around your golden egg. And I invite your feather friend, animal spirit, your guardian, to call upon you to remind you of the magic and mystery of your innate feminine consciousness. Now see the moon rising in the sky as it starts its journey from new moon into a slither, and watch that slither get larger, like a 14-day cycle is unraveling before your eyes in a few seconds, and it starts to illuminate your soul space once more, returning you to the light of this reality. Breathe back into the light, bringing yourself back to the here and now, into your physical body. Moving your fingers and toes, having a stretch, and when you're ready, gently opening your eyes. Now that you know where the portal into the dark resides, it will take you straight back into the heart of the feminine. It is from here you get to choose to call forward your power, your gifts, and your authentic self. Your majesty is rising. Namaste.